Welcome back, or welcome for the first time. Dose of reality. Now, I've uploaded a lot of short videos here to TikTok in the last, couple of weeks to do with what I call the 9/11 complete media hoax. Now, I started this journey in 2010, and let me tell you right now that talking about no planes being used on 9/11 in 2010 was very taboo. It kind of still is now, but not so much. More the truth community has come to accept these ideas, but 12 years ago, I mean, I was taking it much deeper than no planes. No victims, and that includes first responders on the day, that includes jumpers, and these are the first things people will jump to. There are a lot of people, because of what people have seen in the last couple of years with the Rona, now they're finally willing to admit that some of these things can be fabricated, but when it comes to 9/11, because we're also emotionally tied to that, so many of us woke up to that, the idea of letting go of the 3,000 deaths is just too much for people. They are addicted to that fear, and they spread that fear and disseminate it throughout the truth community. Because if you look around, the large majority of the truth community takes it for granted that the government, in one way or another, had something to do with 3,000 people getting crushed by buildings falling on their head in New York. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Today, though, I want to focus on the jumpers, because people keep saying, well, Brian, what about the jumpers? We saw the jumpers. The jumpers definitely died. Dude, that's just an extra level of emotional attachment. I've shown fake dressed-up firefighters reading a script with shiny suits on at Ground Zero who said they've been digging in debris all day. I've shown you the hospitals on 9/11. Look through my clips on my TikTok. The hospitals were a ghost town on 9/11 in New York City. Where's all the injured? If the first responders really died, if the jumpers really, they said 200 and something jumpers. Let's take a look at the jumpers. Do you think this is real? Let me tell you what this is supposedly. This is supposedly three separate jumpers and two authentic photographs by two different photographers. So we're to believe that one photographer took a photograph of this one guy right here jumping from the building, and he was standing at this vantage point. Then another photographer, who standing at what looks like the exact same vantage point, right, happens to take a picture of two more jumpers. In reality, I mean, this is clearly one guy, and then they photoshopped the fire on his feet and added another guy and called it a second photograph. Now, there's more to look at besides just the photo fakery. I'm going to show you a couple more things. Do you remember what Die Hard movie this was? Bruce Willis? This wasn't Die Hard. This is 9/11 imagery. This is purported to be a real jumper jumping out of the World Trade Center, doing the Macho Man Randy Savage elbow drop off the top of the towers, right? Completely ridiculous. But for those of you that say, oh, well, you can't prove that these images are fake and let's take it a step further. Okay, you see these windows that all these people are coming out. 3-foot windows, 4-foot windows, maybe the opening I'm talking about. The windows are open, and here's the gap that all these people are squeezing out, right? Well, there's a big problem with that. Huge problem. You don't need to be a photo expert to understand any of this. Why? Because in reality, the windows of the World Trade Center were 7 feet tall. They did not open. These don't open. And they're completely shatterproof. That's the reality of the situation, okay? Now let's have a look at what else they showed us on 9/11. Take a look at this video. These are said to be people that are gonna jump. Look at all these windows. They're all open. The windows in the World Trade Center did not open. So what are we looking at here? Huh? What are we looking at? Well, we're looking at a stage set of the World Trade Center that isn't built to scale, obviously. Let's have another look. Excuse the dog barking. 7 feet tall. How about this image? 91st floor. 7 foot tall window. Here's a man standing in it to give you reference of how big the window is. Okay, he's probably 6 feet tall, whatever. 7 foot tall window. He's in the window frame. The windows of the World Trade Center, guys, do not open. Let's see more victim fakery. This isn't necessarily jumpers. But this is Edna Cintron. See where she's standing? There's a documentary, I forget the name of it, it's been so many years now. She's standing in this hole waving at the alleged helicopters for like 25 minutes. This hole is said to be from the plane going into the building. So the plane went into the building, things got so hot, you know, it melted and, you know, got the buildings weakened and it all came. But she's standing in the hole where the inferno was. Notice we don't see any inferno, right? This is Hollywood fakery. Again, the windows of the World Trade Center, 7 feet and shatterproof, my friends. What you were seeing, it's not real imagery. Well, how do they fake it? You ever watch a Hollywood movie? You ever see planes hit anything? You ever seen people jump? That's how they did it. They have all those tools. They run Hollywood. You can't look at that and then think that it's real. The windows simply didn't open and they weren't the size that we saw on TV, so why would you believe it? Now, with this topic, it's very deep. And, you know, you can learn a lot by watching the 5, 6, 7 minute videos I've uploaded to my TikTok. But I'm a live streamer. I do full in-depth breakdowns. When I do a 9/11 show, I do 4 or 5 hour stream. I get deep into all this. I'll answer all your questions. I'll take your phone calls. I always take phone calls. Problem is, I can't put long videos on TikTok, right? So my longer videos are on my other platforms, but all you gotta do is scan that QR code with your phone's camera. Or go to Dose of Reality Show. Dose of Reality Show. DoseofRealityShow.com. Click the My Links page, and you'll see all my streaming platforms, social media, everything you could ever need. Okay? I multi-stream to Rockfin all the time, Twitch, Facebook, and one of my YouTube channels. I have several obvious reasons. And if you really want to look at my playlists on this type of material, or on my stuff to do with the Rona, well, you won't find those on my YouTube, but they're on my Odyssey, and they're on my Rockfin. Odyssey's free. I've got 1,700 videos archived there. That's 500 more than my YouTube. I have Rona playlist, 9/11 playlist, all of that's on there. Check me out. Brian Stavely, Dose of Reality, 9/11, a complete media hoax. Not just a false flag inside job and, you know, all this other stuff. And that's not to let people off the hook. They're deceiving the world in big ways and pushing forward agendas. But the way that these hoaxes keep working is they don't just mass murder people. That's going to open a whole slew of problems for them. But we can talk about that more on another video. Check out the QR code.